Good morning, everyone. It is now time for Save Water Santa Fe, a presentation of the Conservation and Sustainability Division. And with us is the Conservation and Sustainability Division Director, Christine Chavez. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Decebo.
Very excited to be visiting with you and our esteemed panel of guests today, because it is that time of year where we are going to be talking about a wonderful event coming up this summer here in Santa Fe. So without further ado, Christine, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Wonderful, Esteban, and thank you so much. And thanks, everybody, for listening this morning to Save Water Santa Fe. And as Esteban mentioned, we are getting really excited because once we kind of start these shows focused on the Next Generation Water Summit, we just get closer and closer to the event itself. And so for all of our listeners listening today, we do have this big event coming up that we have every year on June 11th and 12th, and everybody is invited to attend. As part of the city's sponsorship, all city and county residents can attend this event virtually or in person. We're going to talk more about all of that. But today in the studio, I have two really great friends, colleagues, and two co-founders of the Next Generation Water Summit. We have Glenn Schiffauer, who is the executive director of the Green Chamber of Commerce. And we have Mike Kalugnan, who is the executive director of the Green Builder Coalition. So welcome to you both, and thank you so much for being on the show with me today.
Thanks, Christine.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So to kick off the show, we wanted to go ahead and talk a little bit about this upcoming event, and I wanted Mike to kind of kick us off. Mike, let's just talk about the Next Generation Water Summit in general. You know, what is sort of the history of the summit? How did it come about, and why are we especially excited about the event this year?
Sure. You know, this is going to be our ninth Next Generation Water Summit. Our very first one was held in 2017 at the Santa Fe Convention Center. And I remember putting it together with Glenn, with Doug Pichard. You were involved from day one, Christine. And we had the late Kim Shanahan as part of it, too. And, you know, we didn't really know exactly how it was going to turn out. And sure enough, the community came out. We had people from the region come out to that first event, and we got great feedback that year in 2017. And we decided, yes, we're going to go ahead and do it again. And every year we get feedback from our group of, okay, how did it go this year? What are you thinking for next year? And we just continue to keep doing this. We did take 1 year off in 2020 because of COVID, but now we've expanded to offering a hybrid event. So you can attend in person. And now we are at the Roundhouse there in Santa Fe, the beautiful Capitol building that you have there. But you can also attend virtually too, if you can't make it out there to join us. And it's been just an absolutely incredible experience to offer an event in that format, because it has expanded the number of people that can attend and the number of people that we can reach and impact. So this year, our goal is to try to get to 500 registrants. Last year, we eclipsed 400. And so we just continue to try and grow and increase the reach of this wonderful event.
So, Mike, you know, every year we sort of get together and we really talk about, you know, what should the theme of the conference be and what should our main focus, you know, try to be in. And this is never a decision made behind closed doors between, you know, the planning team. It really is a collective thought process of many stakeholders throughout the state. And the city being a sponsor of this event, you know, we play a big role in influencing the theme and the agenda. And so for us in Santa Fe, we really look at our collective needs, you know, as a utility. The residents of Santa Fe play a part in the issues that they want to know more about. And so it's a big process. Actually, just coming up with the theme is probably one of the hardest parts of the planning process, you know, in all. So let's talk about the theme and let's talk about how that process sort of played out.
Sure. So our theme this year is increasing demand, declining realities. And what that really reflects is the interest in moving to the Southwest, the growth in the Southwest, and that increasing demand that comes with all that growth, but the declining realities. And the declining realities really has two meanings. It's not just the declining realities of the amount of water that's available, because increased demand. You have more demand on your limited water supply. We're seeing, obviously, we're still in the mega drought. So it's become harder and harder to find, you know, Colorado River water, groundwater. So you have to reconcile, how do I balance this growth with this declining reality of amount of water? But then there's also the declining reality of some of the federal funding that helps a lot of our water friends provide water or quality, and also staffing to be able to do some of the things that we need to do. So now our water friends, whether it be water utilities, water districts, agencies, they're trying to now do what they normally do with less water, but also less people, less funding. And that's a big challenge for a lot of our friends throughout the Southwest. And so that's also tied into our theme for our event.
And so, Mike, we know that there is a lot of public concern around these issues. And so we are encouraging our residents to attend this summit. As part of the city's and county sponsorship, all city and county residents can attend this event virtually, free of charge. And the virtual option is really great for everybody, because not only can you attend virtually and see everything live while it's happening, but you have access to all of these things for 30 days following the summit. And so it's sort of a catalog of all of the different sessions, some on-demand sessions that, you know, all of us will have to watch virtually. But, you know, for all of our residents listening, we are really encouraging you to register for the summit. You register and you can get free registration by just using your zip code. So, Mike, where is the website that everybody sort of can register at?
Yeah, so the website is nextgenerationwatersummit.com. So we're super easy to remember. If you know the name of the event, you just put a .com on the end and you're there.
So Mike, beyond, you know, our residents who have really continued to express their concerns around these issues, who else, you know, should be attending this summit? Who are the other audience that we are trying to attract with this?
Sure. So we target three kind of main core audiences. We target policymakers that can be at the local, state, or national level. We target the build design industry, because obviously they're having to build and or remodel or renovate our properties that we have. And so it's an opportunity for them to learn about some water efficient choices that they can make. And also we look at what we call our water professionals. These would be anything from irrigation installers, alternative water systems installers, designers. So we try and target those three core audiences. And we do kind of focus on the Southwest and some of the issues that you see in the Colorado River Basin. But at the same time, I think some of these issues are also relevant in other parts of not just the U.S., but other parts of the world too. So we do encourage anyone and everyone to attend, understanding that we're going to hit on the topics of water efficiency and conservation, and those are kind of our core elements.
So we are super excited. You know, staff is very excited. The agenda has come together in a way where we know we're going to learn so much. We're going to get to interact with all of our colleagues around the Southwest and in the state of New Mexico. Even our national colleagues will be attending. You know, not only is it the best way for us to elevate our work at the city, you know, but it does give us a chance to connect our efforts at the state level as well. And so we do have an exciting keynote on Thursday. And so let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I'm super excited. We're going to have Brett Walton from the Circle of Blue. Circle of Blue is an online publication that focuses on water issues around the world. But Brett is an incredible writer for them, award-winning writer for them, has written for them for over a decade. And he's going to be talking to us about the Colorado River Basin, the Colorado River Compact negotiations. Those discussions are ongoing throughout this year. They're supposed to wrap up by the end of this year. We'll see if that happens or not, but it doesn't matter when it happens. What's important is that when it does happen, the effects of that, the effects of how much water can every state pull out of the Colorado River. And we know at this point, not exact amounts, but we have a pretty good feeling that every state is going to have to cut back. And so the question is, when the dust settles, what's that number going to be? And then what adjustments is every state going to have to make? And that is, in essence, the elephant in the room. And so it's such a big topic that we felt that that had to be the keynote for our event. And we not only have a keynote on Thursday morning, we also have another speaker, and we'll talk about this in future episodes of your show, Christine. We have another speaker at the end of Thursday also talking about the Colorado River Compact negotiations. So that's a little teaser for a future episode of your show. But I'll tell you, it's something that is on the minds of a lot of people that have to do with water policy decisions throughout the Colorado River Basin.
So it is a full week. I mean, it's a fun packed week. It's, I think we're all going to be, getting ready for taking in a lot of really important information that is timely. I mean, what I love about this summit as a professional is that, we have so much information coming to us every single day in the way of webinars and emails and, papers and research, but I feel like every time we go to this summit, it is just so focused. And again, because we are able to really influence the agenda and the themes and the speakers, we're able to bring in people that we want to connect with. And so it's a lot of meetings behind closed doors, over breakfast or over lunch or, through some of the other fun social events that we have planned. But it is a working week. And at the end of it, it's like we just have so many places to build off of. And the city of Santa Fe has really benefited from being such a major sponsor of the summit, because we've had several different pilot projects that have come out of it, one with the EPA. And so, we're excited, and we're going to actually talk about the findings of that pilot project at the summit this year. So it's really exciting. But, there are some fun things involved and some things planned. And so let's just kind of give a teaser for our Thursday evening event.
Yeah, so we will be having our annual reception up at the Governor's Mansion. That will be from 5:30 to 7:30. Hopefully, we will have some music with us again this year from somebody we know, I think. but also, in a little bit of breaking news, we are going to have the mayor there to kind of welcome people to Santa Fe, to the summit. And so that's going to be incredible, just to have that incredible venue. And I got the chance to go there for the first time last year, and it is absolutely gorgeous. It's so scenic up there. Now you couple that with the mayor being able to speak to the group. I think it's just going to be an incredible event. I hope that all our attendees get a chance to go and enjoy the wonderful music that we're hopefully going to get from Stefan's family. So we'll see how that all works out. But it was great last year, and I hope we're able to make it even better this year.
Well, wonderful. Well, we are really excited to host this summit again in, the city of Santa Fe. For those of us who live here, it's so beautiful in the summer and the month of June. The venue is wonderful. I mean, no better place to have these conversations than in our Capitol building in the Roundhouse. And, the mayor's reception at the Governor's Mansion is going to be wonderful. We're really excited, and we hope that all of you are getting excited listening to this show, that we're planting some seeds so that you can block off June 11th through 12th so you can attend the summit. We're going to talk a little bit more about June 13th, and that's going to be a really fun community day. We're so excited. It's coming up. Register today, nextgenerationwatersummit.com. As a city or county resident, your zip code gets you that virtual registration for free, but we do hope that you will, join us in person. So I am talking to Mike Kalignan and Glenn Schiffbauer, who are co-founders of the Next Generation Water Summit. We're going to take a short break and come back in just a few moments and continue our conversation with Glenn.
The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with the new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or link through savewatersantafe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
All right, we're back with Save Water Santa Fe with Christine Chavez, Glenn Schiffbauer, and Mike Lignan. Welcome back.
Well, thanks again, everybody, for joining us this morning to learn more about the Next Generation Water Summit, June 11th and 12th. You can learn more at nextgenerationwatersummit.com. Today's show really kicks off, you know, our discussions around this summit, and we are so excited about this event and the way it's coming together. A full week of all kinds of different things, you know, the summit, these community workshops. And, we have some, you know, really special types of workshops that we are offering as part of this week long event. And so, Glenn, why don't you kind of kick us off on, you know, highlighting some of the work that's happening beyond the summit?
Happy to. Thank you, Christine. Thanks for having us on. One of the workshops that has grown and has stuck with us for this will be our fourth one, is our water financing workshop. We have, with the Water Summit, we have so many experts that come and share what they know, their knowledge, their experience. But something that is very important, I think, to the really the visceral part of this workshop is how can we help people in New Mexico? And as we've seen over the 9 years, as Mike pointed out, these things catch on in other regions, other parts of the Southwest and other parts of the country. But one of the things that we really wanted to highlight were all the rural water authorities, the mutual domestic organizations that are spread throughout sparsely populated, sparsely watered state like New Mexico, and how we can help these people that are in all these disparate parts of the state, and how they might be able to access all this expertise that we bring to one location. The last three water financing workshops, we've had this incredible amount of knowledge and experience in a panel discussion talking about what things are available to everybody in New Mexico, especially those that are not in some sort of municipal water situation, but also those in the smaller municipalities that need some assistance when it comes to financing. And especially, you know, with the recent federal budget cuts and some of the just not budget cuts, but just cuts, it has really put the future of some of these water infrastructures and communities into some sort of jeopardy. So we decided that we wanted a really powerful water financing exchange. We want people to come and walk away with an application that is ready to be presented to somebody for a grant or a financing of any sort. So we're pulling together what we think is an all-star cast of people here in New Mexico that are funding partners, technical engineers, auditors, and again, basically funding and water quality and anything that you might need if you are in Dexter, New Mexico, and you're on the PTA, and so somebody thinks that you should be on the water board there too, and you don't really know what you're doing. So what we want people to do is submit their projects ahead of time, but we're going to have three different entities that sort of do a triage. So here's what I want to do, and here's what we need in order to do that. And these people that are involved that are going to be, you know, our main sponsor for the water workshops or water finance workshop is the Water Finance Exchange. And this is what they do. They're not just a New Mexico company. We also have New Mexico grant administrators. They do this and they'll take a look at your project and they'll say, you need to go talk to this accountant because you need an audit. The state auditor's office is going to be there. They'll take a look at that. They can also refer you. And then once that's done, you can talk to an engineer. You can talk to a bookkeeper and figure out what it is that you need to do to get to the next person, which may be the funder. And we have again, we had Water Finance Exchange. We were going to have the Department of Finance from the state of New Mexico and the Center for Climate Investment Center for New Mexico is going to be there too. Sorry, that's a I always get stuck on the acronyms. So we want people to leave this, and this is Friday, starting at 11 to 4. We want people to walk out of there encouraged and enthused and have some direction of what the next steps are. And you know, again, we've had the expertise there. We haven't really had the functionality that we want to get done.
Well, I know there's a lot of excitement building on that workshop, and we've sent out several invitations for people to attend, and I'm excited to just get all of those people in the same room. One thing that I really love about this summit is, you know, especially when it comes to water and drought and climate change, and, you know, some of these real challenges that we know we're going to be facing in the future. What I really love about this summit as a professional is that this summit brings together people to really talk about solutions, you know, whether it's finding, you know, the budgets or the funding to move these projects forward, but it's more just bringing together the thought process of how can people partner and, you know, work more collaboratively or build off the efforts of what others have sort of been able to achieve. And so I think that is one of the biggest highlights of the summit for us, is it's not a doom and gloom session. It really is an opportunity for people to come and talk really actively about solutions and how to really work through these challenges. And so the water financing workshop, I think, is going to be an amazing collaboration and discussion amongst professionals who are really aiming towards that goal. So that is really, really exciting. You know, there's so many different things we could highlight about the summit. You know, today we're really just planting the seed. We're really trying to get people to get excited, you know, to register, to start learning more about the agenda and the speakers and planning your schedule for that week, because we have these workshops, we have these events, we have the summit, we have these community workshops that are happening on Saturday. I mean, it really is, you know, It's a full packed week. So, you know, before we can talk about how all of these things are happening, I think one of the most important parts of this summit is that every year, you know, we establish more and more collaborations, and most of those collaborations happen through sponsorships. And I will just speak for the city of Santa Fe, you know, for the city being the sponsor now for 10 years, I think, of the summit, or 9 or 10 years. I can't tell you how much value we get out of that sponsorship in the way of professional development for me and my team, for other city employees who are working on these issues from other perspectives, from our residents who are able to attend this summit free of charge so that they can have their questions addressed. They can have a space where they can, you know, engage with professionals who are dealing on these same types of issues. But, you know, we also were able to network and learn and pilot with other cities or other people who are doing the type of work that we want to quickly move forward on in the city of Santa Fe. Like the benefits of being a sponsor of this event, you know, are really just tremendous. But we have some new sponsorships this year that I think really speak towards that growing collaboration. And so let's just kind of talk about, you know, who some of the other major partners are of this year's summit. And then we'll lead into how more people can get involved.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And spend a second on that. You talk about the benefits that the city gets by sponsoring this. Without the city sponsorship and without what you do, Christine, with your department and helping to steer those sponsorships and the city sponsorship to the Water Summit, we wouldn't exist. And so it's a huge contribution, and it is a major portion of what, you know, helps us to continue putting this event on. We've also this year have had a little more participation from the county, and they are going to be definitely helping us out in terms of being able to put this on, and they are going to have some of their own subjects that they want to talk about. We've got, you know, some of our tried and true go to sponsors like Bernalillo County, Conserve Water, Las Cruces. So I think that just goes to show what we've got in terms of outreach throughout the state of New Mexico. We have some of the building people that Mike and Doug have contacts with, not necessarily in my wheelhouse, but the IAPMO, which is a really long international plumbers, mechanical folks, which, you know, shows the level of which we bring professionals in there. The Building Performance Institute, a partner of the city, which is ERG, which helps with the things that you're doing. A couple of sponsors that are kind of part of the Green Chambers outreach are some of the energy companies. You know, there isn't anybody that picks up a paper, especially in an engaged community like Santa Fe, that doesn't see data centers, doesn't see produced water, doesn't see, you know, climate change, energy. So they have a big impact on what happens in the state of New Mexico, and they have a big water impact. So we're happy to have AES, who has a solar installation that's going to be hopefully started in the next year or so. Linea Energy, who has 250 megawatts of solar and storage near the Stanley community, and they have just been approved. And Pattern Energy is going to be a sponsor as well. They have invested $12 billion in the state of New Mexico. And, you know, that energy water nexus just keeps, pardon the metaphor, bubbling to the top here of everything that we do. So it's really nice to have that sort of energy participation. You know, of course, Mike's organization, Green Builder Coalition, and Cool Water, which is Doug Fichard, the Green Chamber, the New Mexican is our media sponsor, Que Suave. It just goes on and on. The community collaboration, which is so important, the Office of the State Engineer. So we really have that focus here of entities that understand how important water is and how we need to keep doing the things that we're doing. You know, you mentioned the 9 or 10 years that you've been sponsoring. If you look at where we started and the topics that we started with and how we started with mostly builders, you know, again, in memoriam to Kim Shanahan, you know, well, builders aren't going to be able to do anything if we don't have water. That's going to be the limit. And now, you know, we're talking about produced water and data centers, and it's it brings in the community that piques the interest. I don't have those water professional connections, but through my small business membership, these are things that interest people across the board and should be if you're in New Mexico.
It is really exciting to see how this summit has grown. And it doesn't seem like 10 years has gone by, but when you look at...
Seems like 40.
Feel like 40. But when you look at the agenda and you look at the people that we're bringing in to speak, I mean, it's such an opportunity for us, you know, to be able to meet these people in person and really engage with them and have these discussions and build these ideas collaboratively. And so, I do want to give a quick shout out to our counterparts at Santa Fe County, you know, led by Jacqueline Beam. You know, this sponsorship has grown, and there's some other exciting new topics on the agenda that, you know, I think are going to be interesting for city and county residents, you know, but it is really exciting to work with them more closely on this. And so shout out to them. We're collaborating also on the community day events that we'll be talking more about. But it is really exciting to be working more closely with the county, and people want us to be doing that in water across the board. You know, I mean, we're constantly asked, like, why aren't you working more closely with the county? And so I'm happy that this summit has given us the opportunity to really collaborate on, you know, the information that we're trying to provide to our city and county residents and, you know, for our professional staff as well. So Glenn, if somebody wanted to become a sponsor of this event, you know, how do they do that?
Yeah, certainly. There is a way to do that. Contact us at the Water Summit website, nextgenerationwatersummit.com. They can also reach out to me through sfsustainablebusiness.com, and that will get you directly to me, and we can take care of any sort of sponsorship levels you want to take, except for the top sponsorship, which goes to the city of Santa Fe, no matter what.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm so excited. I feel like the countdown sort of happens now. You know, we're just a few weeks away. For everybody listening, we really want to encourage you to register for this event. NextGenerationWaterSummit.com, June 11th and 12th. And we've got some really fun community, you know, events scheduled for the 13th that we'll be talking more and more about. But if you want to learn more about anything, the agenda, the speakers, the keynotes, the mayor's reception at the Roundhouse, you know, the community events, you know, you can find all of that on our website, NextGenerationWaterSummit.com. So it's so fun. I'm really excited to see you guys. All of this work kind of comes to an end, and we get to actually really enjoy and, you know, be a part of this exciting event. And so thank you both for your time today, for all of your work, you know, on this event. As we close up, you know, are there any last words, closing comments that either one of you would like to provide? I can start off with Mike.
Well, I want to echo Glenn's comments that, you know, a ginormous thank you to the city. You know, the city rolls out the red carpet for this event. They've always been behind this event, and it is a big benefit to the city staff, the residents, that it's there, right there in your community. It's super easy for you to attend, but it's not just a thank you to the city. It's also a thank you to Christine for her work that she does with the organizing committee, and also to Esteban and Christine, because you've been so generous with this show to be able to highlight the summit on this show. I love making this annual appearance on your show. And not just this show, you're devoting like five episodes to this thing. And that is so nice of you. Thank you so much for having us on your airwaves. Thank you to the Santa Fe community for coming on out to the event. We're looking forward to seeing you June 11 and 12.
Glenn, any closing remarks?
I would also like to give a brief shout out to the state of New Mexico and the governor. I mean, we get to use the People's House at the Roundhouse for this event because it is an important event, and literally get to use the governor's house for our reception. So it's, you know, it is something that is so important to New Mexicans, that it also brings in that participation to New Mexicans. And, you know, again, Que Suave, 5 episodes. I mean, one more episode and we'd be part of the Yellowstone franchise. So we're just really growing here. So I appreciate everything that Esteban does for us. And that when you do register, don't forget, if you are intending to go to the governor's mansion for the mayor's reception, we have to have an RSVP, because they have different security than maybe just a picnic.
Well, again, really, really excited, you know, for the event, and excited to keep talking about it. On next week's show, we will have Doug Pichard and Rusty Tolliver, who will be talking more about some of the agenda specifics and, you know, just to continue to get people really excited. You know, these things are going to hit, you know, different people, different audiences, different listeners, with things that they want to learn about. We also encourage you to help us spread the word. And so you can find more information about this summit and some of the other things related to our new division at sustainabilitysantafe.org. We thank everybody for taking the time to be with us this morning and to listen. And we hope to see you all at the Next Generation Water Summit. Hope you all have a wonderful day.